Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Who knows what, because who knows why, yes. Round of applause if this is the first time to the podcast. Welcome, thanks for coming. So what I do at the start of every show is I've searched the internet looking for people who share my name or things that people are saying about Josh Earl. And this week, I went into Reddit. Oh boy. And a Reddit thread where the user of the alias Press Button said this about me. Oh man, I was semi-bad-mouthing a comedian. It's okay, I'm morally in the right, just having a whinge with a mate in the toilets while the little dum-dum club was on. And who walks out of the toilet but Josh Earl? Considering the comedian I was talking about, I'm certain they know each other. Different cities though, so hopefully I don't become content. Press Button, are you here? No, okay, it's just gonna be me, between me, you, Press Button, and Michael Hing. Okay, anyway, all right, so let's meet our contestants. What I do, I get four very funny people, I quiz them all about their lives, so let's meet them now. Our first guest, he shares his name with a Melbourne architect and a Melbourne archaeologist, and is responsible for me searching the web for about half an hour trying to find a Melbourne archivist just to complete the trilogy of the Ark. Can you please welcome on stage, it's Will Anderson, everyone! How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Well, I'm not well, actually, because I'm living in Melbourne for the first time in 15 years. I've come back home to live, and so I'm doing the comedy festival from my house instead of from a hotel that's right next to my venue for the first time in 15 years. And so it's really thrown out my schedule. Like, I thought it'd take half an hour to get here, but Collins Street was closed off, and I had to get out of the Uber and run up the fucking hill. And I can't run,
no.
Josh.
No. Last time you did the show, you couldn't even sit.
Yeah, right. I was standing up the whole time last time. So, anyway, it's nice to be here. I appreciate it. I should have known that those fuckers from the Little Dum Dum would run over. And I wasn't actually in the rush I thought I was. No. So.
All right, our next guest. She shares her name with a poet from New York City and the owner of a Minneapolis dog food company. Can you please welcome comedians Beth Stelling?
I brought all my stuff. I didn't know who I could trust.
Well, you
I brought all my stuff as well.
Hey, Beth.
Hey, you're doing a dog food company?
Yeah, dog food company. It's called I Love My BFF. Yeah.
I was wondering why everybody was calling me a bitch.
Our next guest. He shares his name with the owner of a temporary fencing company in Melbourne and a San Francisco robotics engineer. Can you please welcome for the first time on the podcast, it's Andy Lee, everyone!
Hello.
Hey, mate. Thanks for coming.
It's a pleasure to be asked.
Did you know about the robotics dude?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
next question.
The temporary fencing guy.
Of course, yeah. Dave? No, Andy.
Andy.
Dave's his partner. They do great work. They do great work. But in a temporary way. Very easy to dismantle straight after it.
And finally is a man who, when you type his name into Google, the related searches are wife, weight, not so much, and bundle of joy. Please welcome, it's Dural Jayasinghan.
Hello. Josh Hyde, Will Beth, Andy. For the record, I do not have a wife. I am extremely single. And I have a show at 6 p.m. after this, but I will hang around afterwards. We'll let those paying fuckers stay if someone wants to have a crack.
Now, Beth, you might need to know that... deal.
The confidence, I am blown away.
Oh, no. This is a 2 months a recent thing what has happened. You're looking at someone who has lost, I think it's something like 26 kilos in 2 months.
Hell
so
yeah.
So it's just something I need to milk before I put it all back on again.
I know
me.
Much.
I know what I'm like. So this is not going
to
last.
No, I understand. I'd love to know what it would like to be like just to eat to survive. You know what I mean? I don't know what that feels like. I don't taste when I eat.
Well, the other thing is if you are getting a date deal and you've heard his diet method, you know he goes mad on the cheat day.
Yeah. I will eat anything that day.
And what is today, Dill?
Cheat day! Yeah.
Should we get Uber Eats coming in now? I mean, it probably will make it by the time.
I'm sure there's someone here who would volunteer, some fine lady.
A feeder. We'll find a feeder, fine.
Okay, our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out one of your tweets, and if you think you know who it is, you buzz in and say who you think it is, okay? You can't buzz in for your own. Your names are your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point to the person who actually wrote the tweet if you're incorrect. Don't worry, Beth.
Wait,
it's going to be fine.
Our names are...
Your name's your buzzer.
Like, Beth. I go Beth.
Yep, that's it.
You don't have to. You can use another thing if you want, if you don't want to say Beth.
You got an alias?
I'm good.
Okay, great. Our first question is this one. Will's read the questions ahead of time.
No, I was just like, I like the idea of you just being like, Beth. Like that one person at a Kiss concert. Like, Beth. Beth. Play Beth. Anyway, go home, look that up. That's a great reference.
Good job.
I hear you buzzing. Okay, I'm done.
Sorry. I don't have the app rights for that anyway. So okay, here we go. Question one. Police seize 30,000 ecstasy pills set for Stereosonic. Some people are about to discover they don't like dance music as much as they thought they did. Yes, Dill. Who do you think it is?
Stereosonic, ecstasy, Will Anderson.
You are correct, yes.
Yeah. That was a lay down, and police in there as well. It had the trifecta.
If you don't know... Ben,
guilty as charged. Yeah.
Will got arrested last year. His whole show's about that. So, 6 o'clock tonight, go and see it.
Ooh,
is that right?
I didn't know I was sitting next to a bad boy.
Oh, okay. You watch out.
And you've heard how much he cheats on cheat day. It was like, you're flanked by them.
The phone that's in your pocket, you should press... Sorry, it's bother. I'm worried about you and your battery. Yeah. It's bright. Thank you.
Question two. I think people that take photos with an iPad are the same people who wear Crocs socially.
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
Beth.
No, it's Andy Lee. Point there to Andy.
I was about to jump in on that one.
I'm just too slow.
I also fell asleep. I was like, what are we doing? Okay.
Now, Crocs. Dill, do you wear Crocs?
I don't wear Crocs, but we've talked about this. Don't do this.
Okay. Beth, you've only just met Dill.
Fucking hell. All right.
How would you feel if you were going on a date with a guy and he rocked up wearing slippers?
I'd be grossed out.
There you go, Dill. What do you think?
When you say slippers, there was a bit of class to it. It was Ugg boots.
Oh yeah.
And
wait, you were wearing Uggs?
Yeah.
The
sheepskin.
The surfer girl.
Because she deserves to know what I'm really like. The version you see on stage dresses up well, puts mousse in his hair, but
you met her through podcast. She knows what you like, mate. Like,
yeah, that's true, but.
Also,
the reason why that you're single is because you think she needs to know what you're really like. She does not need to know what you're really like.
Why?
That's the secret to a fucking relationship. What you're really like from her as long as you fucking can.
I second that.
Try to be honest. I'm trying to be a good guy and say I'm an Ugg boots dude.
What accompanied the Ugg boots? Like, cut off
just
jeans?
I was nude.
Just nude.
Just.
Yeah, I might have been it.
Okay, question three. My favourite comedian is memes.
Beth.
Yes, Beth.
I tweeted that.
Yes, that's you, so you can't do that.
Oh, you can't.
You can't do that.
You can't do your own one. Will. Beth. I think it was Beth.
You're so excited and proud.
Oh. How wise you are, Anderson. How did you get it?
You just got to pay attention, Andy.
Okay, I'm not drunk. I just want to make that clear. I just obviously...
When did you fly in?
From Tuesday. Is that a good excuse?
No.
No, that's a long time. Jeez. No, yeah,
right. You're well over jet lag by then.
Thank you.
Just excited about the tweet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just really wanted you guys to know it was me.
Did you think there was any doubt that wouldn't be revealed at some stage?
Question four. Trying to explain to my American friend that the guy who just said, "You're sick, you sick cunt," is being nice.
Dill.
Will.
Yes, Dill. I heard Dill first.
Andy Lee.
You are correct. Yes, right. It was Andy Lee. Point there for Dill.
Yeah.
And
if my mum found out, I said...
Yeah.
Well, you didn't, you actually...
I find it hard to say. I can write it down, but that's commercial
radio
in your head.
You didn't write it down, you actually
wrote
it with an apostrophe, or an asterisk.
So I wouldn't have even written the
so
C word.
You weak cunt.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not the bad boy. These guys say it all the time. Right. Yeah, okay. I'm in awe. Yeah,
you don't like that word?
No.
Is that okay over here?
It's fine over here.
It's fine over here.
It's a term of endearment.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so if someone comes and goes, "Mate, you're the sickest cunt." And you're like, "Oh, thanks very much, that's awesome."
Yeah.
See what happened to the crowd? Yeah. It is funny, like you guys have been on radio for like 10 years, yeah. And it's such a weird, like, it's just jarring to hear you and Amy say fuck.
Everyone was in shock.
Your reaction made it seem like you guys were tricking me into starting to call everybody a cunt the rest of my trip.
I hope I didn't tell this story last time, but the best version of that I ever heard was like the first time that I... okay, so it was the day of the Port Arthur massacre, which was this horrible shooting here in Australia. And what we did after one person shot a lot of people was like, fuck, we should get rid of all the guns. Take that message back to your country. So I... but on the day of the shooting, there was a guy at open mic trying to do a funny routine about the shooting.
It was a bit too soon.
But these people down the front were like, "Oh, that's not fair, mate. My brother died at Port Arthur." Now, if you think about that for 1 second, you'd realise that cannot be true.
No.
If your brother had just died at Port Arthur, you wouldn't have gone straight to open mic and to lighten up your mood, right?
Unless it was also a comedian. Absolutely.
Yeah, I got a new bit. Yeah. But in the second half, there's a guy doing a routine, a guy called Jed Wood, doing a routine about the word cunt. And he's saying the word over and over and over again. And it's my favourite heckle of all time, because the guy just up the back went, "Oh, come on, mate, that's not fair. My brother's a cunt."
Do you have any callers and stuff like that? You get that screened. Has anyone got through the...
Well, yeah, I mean, we used to not be on delay in Radio Land. I did a radio show for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Then when Carl Sanderland started doing everything wrong that you could possibly imagine, they had essentially what, like, kind of a Tatsuo, we have government officials. They had two people that sat outside his studio and were in charge of the dump. So they took it off him. So they're in charge of dumping.
I'm in charge of Carl Sanderland's dumps.
Exactly. And then they put it out to 30 seconds, a 30-second delay they put on, which is so long because it's weird. If someone rings up and says, you know, "What the fuck are you talking about?" It gives you enough time to go, "Shall we dump that?"
Yeah.
I'll make a few phone calls, find out whether we should dump that. 30 seconds is a long time. But, yeah, it's it does change radio a fair bit with the delay. It really hurts you.
Can I tell my favourite story of that? Akmal, our friend Akmal, the brilliant Akmal, when he was doing Nova Radio with Ed Cavalier and Kel Wilson, he thought the dump button was, like, if you just swore, it just was computer software that automatically kicked in and dumped it. So there was this caller. I have it on my computer saved. It just... I've got it as well.
Yeah.
The file's called "Oh No, Akmal." And the reason that it's called that is it's one of the greatest moments of all time. Because Akmal, like, this caller's getting into him. So he just tells the caller to get fucked. "You're a fuckwit." And Ed Cavalier just goes, "Oh no, Akmal."
And then Ed goes, "We've got to go to a song on the news," and goes, "We'll find out whether we're back on the other side of this song."
I think he might even say, coming up, three doors down.
Really puts the timestamp on that.
Next question. Okay. I want to tell the guy 6 feet from me that I hear music out of his earbuds louder than the cafes, but I'm going to play the long game, which
Will.
Is him going deaf. Oh, yes,
shit.
Will.
Will, Beth.
Yes, you are correct. Just a point there for Will, yes.
I was so quiet over here. I was like...
It was already a good tweet by the time I buzzed in.
Question six. If the right are so concerned about teachers having lefty views, then why not raise their base wage to $30,000 a year and see if that helps?
Beth.
Yes, Beth. I'm going to say Beth.
Will.
You are correct, yes. Put it for Beth. Now, there is a reason I put that in.
Okay, what's
Because on Twitter through the week, I got a very angry teacher saying that I pick on teachers too much, even though I'm an ex-teacher. He was a PE teacher, so I'm not sure he understood it all. So...
Nice to meet a PE teacher who isn't facing charges, I guess.
Well, I do look young, so... Shout out if you're listening. Anyway, okay. Question seven. Is Raphael actually that crude? I think the writers just needed to rhyme a word with a hip phrase like party dude.
Beth.
I would have probably tried to make shrewd work. Yes, Beth.
Andy.
No, it's Dilruk Jacinta. Yeah, point there for Dil.
Yeah, very prolific tweeter. Yeah. Just watching Ninja Turtles during comedy festival time going, why is Raphael? Raphael's not crude.
Yeah.
He's fine. He's a bit of a dick, but I don't know.
What a babe magnet, just watching Ninja Turtles. Doing all the right things.
Why would I think that Andy was doing anything other than fucking all the time?
Whereas Dill's here sitting at home going, look at those turtles, enjoy those pizza. Oh, I'm so jealous.
They are heroes in a half show to me.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Question eight.
How much time is spent fucking?
Now, call in 301060 if you know the answer.
My girlfriend's here today.
Yeah. So are you saying you want her to answer that?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, no, she has to be here because this show goes an hour and they can't go 70 minutes.
So come back for Tommy Daslow afterwards. Because. Question. I'm sorry, I've only just met your girlfriend, I'm sorry. Question eight. If your Instagram account is set to private, I read your bio like it's a tombstone.
Will.
Yes, Will.
Beth.
You are correct, there's a point there for Will.
So far, the only ones I've got are Beth, and it feels like I'm just obsessively stalking her.
You know her content a little too well.
I just hear her breathing going, oh, I can't say anything.
That one's fine.
I was a bit worried about this one being an awkward one for me because, let me make it awkward. It's a bit weird, trippy for me to do the pod with Will and Andy because Hamish and Andy are literally the reasons why I left accounting and Will's the reason I got into stand-up. So, like, I'm a super fan pretending like, oh, I'm fine, but I'm like, I know all your tweets and answers. I've got this game in the fucking bag. If it's not one of them, it's Beth. I've won. Give me the prize now. What do you know? William James Anderson, Andy Thomas Lee. What else do you want to know? I'm not a good comedian. I'm just a very elaborate stalker.
You really played the long game. You're like, all right.
Well, we had Dill on the show, and we're talking about all the wonderful things he was doing. He said, oh, I've been on before. And we're like, no, you haven't. And then he was a caller. He probably wanted Katy Perry tickets or something. I don't know, but
I was still working as an accountant, and I literally called from under the desk.
That's awesome.
And you can hear my voice shaking because I'm like, I can't believe I'm on air.
What did you call in for?
It was about talking about when you've beaten someone that you shouldn't have. Like it's like a random thing, like, oh, have you ever beaten Roger Federer at chess or something like that? And mine was, I beat Steve Monaghetti in the swim leg of a triathlon.
Yes.
Which, well, there goes the last question for the show.
Ah! Sorry.
Not really, it's been on before.
Yeah, right. So I was calling that, but then we just got sidetracked talking because you thought I was Bill.
Yeah, I called you Bill the entire time.
and then we just started talking about that. And
it was good fun. A lot of memories.
Well, hopefully I inspire you to quit.
All right. She's done it. Dill's left.
Replaced by Bill.
Question 9. Waiting to see who my masseuse might be is the closest replication of the anxiety one would feel before an arranged marriage.
Beth.
Yes, Beth.
Will.
No, it's Andy. So yeah. Point there for Andy.
I don't remember any of these at all.
Well, that one.
Getting a real indication into your life, though.
That one was 1,197 days ago.
Right.
Yeah. That's
deep cut. Yeah. Speaking of stalkers.
Yeah.
That's an album track.
Hey,
Cambridge Analytics on me would just be like, this guy is a fucking psycho. What is going on?
I went for a massage a couple of days ago, and like I just said before, I lost a lot of weight very quickly, so there's a lot of stretch marks on me. And the masseuse was on
Ladies.
Me. I know, sorry. The masseuse, this Thai lady, about 20 minutes into the massage, she just stops and starts like, just run my shoulders, suddenly just rubs and goes, were you fat?
No! Wait, why?
She goes, you have a lot of marks. I was like, yeah, I've been doing I've been exercising. She's like, I can go to the gym. She's like, I don't like the gym. And then 30 minutes later, she's doing the stretching exercise and she's like, oh, you're too strong. You are my gym.
Okay.
She's roasting me while I'm crying tears of laughter, going, she doesn't realize how funny she is right now.
I would call that misconduct. Yeah. Like, I have also lost weight in, not like, I don't know what that measurement you gave earlier was.
Oh, yeah. Pounds or kilos, yeah.
But pounds-wise, it's hard for people to tell or what to say to you. Sometimes they don't know.
Yeah.
I had an old friend look at me, and he just, after I'd lost weight, and he goes, man, your tits got small.
Well, that's what I said to Dill as well, so it's fine. So. Sorry, Dill, I ran in front of you there. Okay. And our last question for the round is, in front row for John Mayer, I might not take home the gold Logie, but now I have herpes.
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
One of the all-time greatest. Will Anderson.
You are correct, yes.
And I don't think I actually saw that on Twitter. I saw it in the front cover of the newspaper.
Yeah. Wait, you were really in the front row
for
John Mayer?
We have this... Anyway, look, this was... Anyway.
It's like
we have a like TV's Night of Nights. It's like the Emmys, but just terrible.
Yeah, if the Emmys were homeschooled, that's what it is. Yeah,
right. It's our version of it, and they have this award which is called the Gold Logie, which is just a like popular thing. It's just like, you know, who's the most popular person.
Both of you have been up for it.
You been up for it, Andy?
Yeah. More times than Will. Yeah.
That's true. That is just an absolute fact. And I've been up for it at least one more time than I thought I ever would have been.
And we've won the same amount.
Oh, yeah, but I got beaten by Alf Stewart from Home and Away.
It's just the most liked person?
It is.
Yeah, most liked person on television. It's not like the best at something. It's literally just the most popular person on it. Yeah, I know.
It's weird.
The look you've got on your face is the correct reaction.
Okay, okay.
But we've been doing it for long enough that we can't see the bullshit that it is, but of course that we can. And so you have to go if you're nominated for it. So I went and I didn't really want to be there. So I got real drunk and Twitter was new. And, like, it was new. I had 10,000 followers at the start of that night and 70,000, I reckon, by
30,000, I did the research. It was 30,000,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. But it went fucking up pretty quickly. So I was like...
What you did, that Logies changed the rules for all Logies continuing.
Yeah.
They banned phones the next year. Because of what I did.
That's a bigger impact than Al Stewart's ever had.
I was live tweeting from the front row every moment. And the one that they ran, like, on the front, like page 3, I think, of the paper, it actually was. But it was, like, Will's toxic tweets, and it was, like, a whole page of me just burning everyone in the industry. But the big one was the John Mayer one. And the problem was they'd asked me for a journalist... Okay, so I was drunk, and a journalist had asked me for a quote. They said, why did you say that John Mayer has herpes? I didn't actually It was after he did that Playboy interview, you know, where he said he slept with everybody and blah blah blah. I was just making, I was just making a joke about that. But what I said to the journalist was, because I was drunk and I couldn't spell syphilis.
All right. At the end of the first round, the scores are, everyone, Beth Stelling on 1 point. Give it up for Beth. Will Anderson on 2 points. Andy Lee on 2 points. But in the lead on 4 points is Dhruv Jaisinghe. All right. This round is called Yearbook. Now, in this round, we go back in time to one person's school days. And today, we're going to go back in time to Andy Lee.
Oh, nice.
And a teacher that he found very memorable. Now, one of Andy's teachers was called Mr. Collins. But why was Mr. Collins so memorable? Was it A, he used to walk with a cane, and if you played up in class, he would press it down on your thigh until you cried or apologised? Was it B, he was...
When we say cane...
Like a walking stick?
Okay, just double check.
I thought I had a good new strategy, which was to stare at Andy's face to see if he had recognition, but then I realised I wasn't listening to what Josh was saying.
You're just getting lost in those Cleo bachelor eyes.
He's just so handsome.
Was it B? Mr. Collins was missing fingers on his hands, and if he didn't like your answers, he would push his stumps into your head. Or was it C? He had a prosthetic hand, and when he was writing on the board, he would take off his fake one and put it in his actual hand with the chalk in the fake one, so he could reach the top part of the blackboard.
Now,
so you can ask him questions.
Can we just guess or no?
Ask him questions.
Josh likes if we guess a bit because it pads out his game.
Well, actually, I think we're going to be fine today, Will.
We've already done enough padding.
It's all been gold. There's nothing getting.
Stumps. Let's start with the stumpy.
Yeah.
How many fingers was he missing?
And just missing three.
Three. Mm. And what? Which ones?
On his right hand.
Yeah.
And it would have been, well, entirely missing the index.
Right.
Kind of. Yeah. And then he was kind of like, you could possibly put a thimble on the middle finger.
Okay.
But not with any security.
Okay.
It was those three. And,
So he was the party dude.
The party, he's Michelangelo.
That is such a good joke that won't work for anyone listening to the podcast.
And just as an intimidation thing, he would touch you in the head.
In the back of the head, in your cerebral cortex, if you could get in there, and on your back as well.
What did he teach?
He taught mathematics.
Does he counting on his fingers? Or?
Yeah. He would actually.
That's why math teachers don't want you to use your fingers.
I've
got a question. Mm-hmm. What was the first one Josh said? Because I was looking at
it. It was the cane.
There you go.
The cane.
He had a cane.
The cane. He had a cane he used to walk with.
I want him to say it, Josh.
Yeah.
That was strategy.
An old wooden cane. Not unlike the one you'd see in Jurassic Park from Attenborough, but without the little bit of
amber
at the end with the mosquito in it.
Okay, so that's a lie.
I like it. And what was the other one again?
The other one was a prosthetic arm.
And did he use the right on the board?
Yeah, he could take off his arm and then put chalk in that and use the other, his actual working arm, get higher on the chalkboard by holding the other arm.
I wanted to do that one.
With his other arm, yeah.
This is a tough one.
Okay,
this is
but what did the prosthetic look like when he took it off?
It looked like a prosthetic.
But like just the fingers or a
finger? No. Like he attached it just above his the elbow. So
he attached the chalk to it to get more reach?
Yeah, so he put the chalk in the prosthetic arm and then used the whole arm.
But he was only missing the fingers.
No, but that was in a separate one. He wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's three potential scenarios. Only one is true.
Yeah.
I'm drunk.
The truth has come out. This is not the world's most unfortunate maths teacher who has one arm. Not only does he have a prosthetic arm, but that arm has lost three fingers. And he has a cane in the other one.
They're all true.
I mean, he was.
It's a very odd classroom.
I have to do show later.
Okay.
All right. Well,
are we guessing?
Do we guess?
Yeah,
now?
Let's guess. What do you think, Will?
Okay. Well, I think I like the stumpy one because I thought he'd be good with fractions, but it was just the joy of you telling him taking off his arm and using the arm to. I want it to be that one, so I'm going to say taking off the arm.
You think C, Beth? What do you think?
I very much want it to be C.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
But I think that it's B.
You think B?
That he would push the nubbins into your head.
I don't nubbins. Know why. That makes him sound cute.
He shouldn't have done that.
One last question. So the cane thing was, he would push it. What would he do with the cane?
Push it into your knee and also onto your foot on the ground.
That might be it.
And a lot of pain.
And until you cry.
Yeah. Well, if you weren't paying attention or you weren't doing the right thing.
Okay. See, my strategy sometimes, what I try and do, Beth, is I think about the fact that one is true, what Andy said, but the other two, Josh had to come up with. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And I try to go into the mind of Josh Earl.
Yeah.
See, Tasmania, no fingers, kind of.
It's true. My nan did have 4 fingers on one hand.
Cause is she the one with the coffin shaped as a cigarette or
no,
something?
No, that's a different one.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I feel like stumps. That feels too Tasmanian. I'm gonna go with stumps.
B. The correct answer was B.
Oh! Yes.
Point for Beth. Point for Andy. Point for Dill.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? And that was his.
I needed that.
So good. At the end of the round, the scores are Will Anderson 2 points. Everyone, give it for Will. Beth Selling also on 2 points. Andy Lee on 3 points, and the lead on 5 points is Dill. This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. Now, in this round, I'll read out a fact about another person on the panel. Mm-hmm. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If it's a lie, you say nah. You ask some questions. It's like the last round, but you get it individually. So, to Andy. Mm-hmm. Now, when Dill was at uni, he was playing a drinking game called Queen's Cup, where you try and bounce a 20-cent piece into a cup. Being drunk and needy, Dill drank the cup.
Hey, whoa.
With what? The 20 cents in it.
False needy.
So he drank the 20 cents.
Yep.
Having realised he swallowed it, his friends panicked and called an ambulance to take him to hospital. With the ambulance on the way, though, he realised he didn't have ambulance insurance. So a friend of his ran to the computer lab with Dill's credit card to try and buy it before they got there. Ask him questions.
Oh, great.
How was the ambulance ride?
Yeah. Very, very panicked because it was on the one hand, I'm like, oh, I'm going to die. Mm. Secondly, I was just like...
Were you choking or did you just swallow it?
No, I just swallowed it because I'm a mad sculler. That's how I made friends at uni because I was able to knock back pints in 4 or 5 seconds.
Right, like, so good pretty... for a boat racing team.
Oh, always the anchor.
Yep. Well, you
always
might not anchor. Know this, Andy, but Dill recently lost almost $700 in loose change.
It's like one of those coin machines just paying out. it was freaky. But I think the thing you missed was how maggoted I was. I was super drunk. Mm. So in that moment, everything, you kind of sober up a little bit, like 5%, but really, you just start making some really dumb decisions and you're just like panicking. I tried to run out of there as well because I'm like, no, I'm fine.
Yep.
Like, just let me go.
I'm going to say yeah.
It was nah. Point there for Durock, but it was pretty close. Deal.
You're very close. Everything up to the swallowing of the 20 cent coin is true. That is.
Well,
that
just played a game of.
We played a game of Queen's Cup, and
that's
I bounced it.
Extraordinary, is it?
No, so I bounced it in the cup, and what you're meant to do is get it out and then scull it. But because I was new to the country, they said, you got to scull it. I thought, oh, that's just what Aussies do. And then I swallowed the whole coin. And they're like, why did you do that? I was like, that's the game, isn't it? So then the ambulance was going to be called, and I said, no, 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 I don't have insurance. Yep. Apparently I do. As an international student, you have to have. I should have just got the ambulance. But I was so panicked. I was like, no, don't worry about it. And I just tried to spew it out.
Did you shit it out?
Don't know. So that... Could be still there. It was 2004, and
your diet must be awful if you don't know if you've shat out 20 cents. That is,
because it's a big, that's the big one.
So the only lie was the ambulance.
Yeah,
part. Gee, that's a bit rough. I swallowed a piece of Lego when I was younger.
Oh,
and
dimensions?
It was a fat grey one, not a flat one.
That's a good flavour.
Yeah. And the doctor said to my mum and dad, don't worry, just make sure it comes out. And so poor mum and dad, I was on toilets by then, but I got downgraded back to potties, and the gloves came on every time I went to the toilet for my mum and dad to find this piece. They did find it, and because they're thrifty, they washed it, and it's back there.
Oh, you are joking!
Not joking, not joking.
They had to finish that X-Wing, didn't they?
You must have been shitting bricks.
Thank you for coming. Good night.
Yes.
Good night.
There you go. Yes.
I think just cancel the rest of the run. Give the Barry now, fuck it. Just...
The Barry. Anyway,
sorry, I know you're an international visitor.
Okay, now to deal.
Yes.
Now Beth's dad, his job is to dress up in a variety of different costumes and stand outside businesses, holding signs advertising different businesses.
Oh.
Some of his characters are Fat Lady, Pierre Le Frenchman, and Chef Big Butt.
Chef Big Butt?
Yeah or nah. Is that true or is that false?
Chef Big Butt?
Chef Big Butt.
Chef Big Butt. It does not lie.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck, there's too much to unpack there, Joshua. I feel like I need his parents trying to get Lego out. Okay. All right, so this is a job he currently does or what he did when you were growing up?
Currently doing. And growing up.
What does Fat Lady sell?
What does she sell?
The character doesn't get asked
for a lot.
What do you mean? Isn't one of the characters Fat Lady?
Yeah, it doesn't mean people choose it. He's got a cast of characters. And then people call in and they're like, I want
Fat Lady.
Chef Big Butt.
Okay.
From 3 to 5. And my dad's like,
sure, I'll you
send
got
a man out.
Yeah.
And it's always him. Nobody else works for that company.
Why would they choose Fat Lady over Chef Big Butt? Like, why is there a range of characters? What type of business?
I choose Chef Big Butt over Fat Lady any day.
What strengths does Fat Lady bring to the table? That's what I want. Other than finishing shows by singing, what else?
I don't really even remember what her outfit looks like.
It's not true. Fuck it. No, I take it back. She's diverting, so it's absolutely true.
You're going to say it's true?
I'm going to say it's true.
You are correct. It is true. Yes.
What's going on? Okay, give me the real answers.
What was the best character?
There's truly no part of that was a lie.
No, yeah. It's all true.
Wait, what's my favorite character?
Yeah.
Ooh, I guess there's a. He does a leprechaun in front of this this Irish pub.
Okay.
That's
culturally sensitive. Yeah. That's
he
good.
Also does a fairly offensive portrayal of a Mexican in front of Tijuana Flats. He's been doing it for like 19 years, so I feel like at this point it's on them.
We need to talk about Beth's dad.
It's like a sombrero. It's like a sombrero and muscles and then bullet strands. It's very...
Well. So what did you... How did you get into that line of work?
I think...
Drugs?
Yeah. No. No, zero drugs. He doesn't drink.
It's a passion project.
It's a passion project, yeah.
Yeah,
he just started his own business, and he has all these... Yeah.
And just the last question about... Chef Big Butt. What's going on there?
I know. It's fairly intriguing. I think it's my... That one, honestly, also doesn't get ordered a lot.
So Mix-a-Lot used to... We probably could use it a bit.
I love how... Yeah, sorry.
All right, so to Beth. Now, when Will was 14 years old... He was playing in an under-19s football team. Because he was underage, he didn't go to the best and fairest count, so the MVP count, because it was just a bunch of 18-year-olds drinking. Halfway through the count, though, he was 10 votes in the lead. The club called his house where Will was asleep and told him he had to get there. So Will raced around, had a shower, put on a nice shirt, and got his parents to drive him there. where he didn't get a single vote for the rest of the trip. He then came in third. Yeah or nah? Asking questions.
I would love to know what any of that meant.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how far back you want to go, but my mum and dad did it with each other, and they had me. That was kind of the origin of this bit. Then I played this sport we only play here in Australia called Australian Rules Football. And as a 14-year-old, I was as tall as I am right now. Mm-hmm. And that meant that I could play with adults, like, you know, well, old, kind of older boys. And I was, 1 year, they were going to draft me to, like, play in the AFL, the proper competition here. But then I didn't get any taller. And it turned out, when everyone else got taller, it turns out my only skill was being taller. So my dominance of the games went away very quickly. But at this like event, this best and fairest, this league best and fairest, they counted all the one votes first before they went to the two and the three votes. So they thought, like, I had scored like a lot of one votes, third best player on ground, and they thought we better get him here. He's going to win this thing, and then
because they vote for every game.
No more votes. Yeah. Right. So it's like a 3-2-1. Yeah.
This sounds like my prom. I say it's true.
You are correct. That is true.
Absolutely true. Did not get one single fucking prize.
Just like the Logies all over again.
Yeah, lost to fucking Alf Stewart again. He doesn't even play in this fucking league, the Flaming Mongrel.
Okay, so
that's his team, the Flaming Mongrels.
Yeah. By the way, the guy I lost the gold Logie to, his catchphrase is, "You Flaming Mongrel." That's who I lost to. Once, when his wife's house was on fire on his TV show, he ran out of the house and he said, "We've got to get Elsa out. That's me flaming wife in there."
So, to Will. Now, Andy...
So, flaming means something different here.
No, it means the same thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But also something different. Okay, so...
Okay.
So, Andy interviewed Bono.
Yes.
And was super prepared and also super nervous. When he got in the room, though, he was immediately put at ease by Bono, who complimented Andy on his jeans. Bono then asked if his jeans were comfortable and what brand they were. Andy told him, and Bono got his assistant to write it down. Ask him as many questions as you want.
The details of this grew sadder.
I don't know what was going on with Bono, but yeah. I feel like it was flirting, so that's believable. Bono, what was Bono wearing that day?
Sunglasses.
Yeah. He just ordered the usual again, which is just black pants, a black shirt, and his glasses.
Yeah, because I don't...
Do you know... I've got a Bono fact. Oh. So Bono lives in New York now.
Yeah.
And do you know what he rides his bike around everywhere, and he dresses up as a Hasidic Jew and rides his bike around New York. So no one bothers him. He dresses up as a Hasidic Jew, everything.
I don't think people are going to...
It's like my dad.
Yeah, big butt chef. It's actually Bono.
The kosher chef.
The problem is that when he's on his bike, everyone still knows it's him because the edge is in the other tandem seat. Come on, Edge, up the hill. He says to him. Bono doesn't strike me as a jeans guy. So this is the bit of this story that I'm having a little bit of trouble with. Mm. What pair of jeans were they? Were they these jeans that
you wearing? These jeans, similar pair though. And I told him they were from All Saints, which is a store that we didn't have in Australia. We were in Australia at the time when he asked.
And Bono's assistant didn't have
You can feel the jeans, yeah. Just, they feel like denim.
Just kidding.
did Bono's assistant not have like a BlackBerry or something else that like they wrote, they literally wrote it down?
No, it was a diary, yeah. Like a pad or something.
I wonder what else was in the diary.
This does explain...
Go to Target. Get his hair gel.
It explains Bono's tweet from a couple of years ago that said, "I still haven't found those jeans I was looking for."
And the barrier has been taken off, Will.
I did it.
On a count back. It's now over this side.
I'm going to say nah, because the reason is that if anyone who's met Andy Lee would know, you can't take your eyes off his beautiful face. Why would you be looking at his pants?
Like that theme. You are right.
Yes, you are correct. A point there for Will, yeah.
To make it even weirder, I wasn't even wearing pants when I met Bono for the first time.
Oh. What were you wearing?
I was in my undies. The radio?
I was in my undies, yeah.
It was on the phone?
No, I was... Hamish and I, my friend... every Friday on the radio, we did Pants Off Friday. And it was a Pants Off Friday. And Bono, their team had rung up on the Wednesday and said, can they come on the show on the Friday? We couldn't tell anyone, and they said they want to meet us just beforehand. So we were about to go out, and we're doing a show at the Maya Music Bowl. And so we were dressed as sailors from the top half in undies from the bottom, and walked in and met Bono and the Edge.
Is this when Hillary Clinton did the show as well? Was it Pants Off Friday for Hillary Clinton?
I asked him to bring up Hillary Clinton, so it looks like I know a lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
No, that was a separate time.
I just love that Bono saw with your pants on, and I bet he said, there's been a lot of talk about this next schlong. Oh, fuck you. It's another great YouTube pun. Maybe too much talk. I go deep.
I was at that show.
You were at the show?
It was your farewell John Farnham tour saying, we're leaving radio, this is the last time you'll get to see us live. And because the show starts at 4 o'clock, my accounting job doesn't finish at 6, I called in sick.
I'm starting to realise that Dill is Australian comedy's Forrest Gump. Yeah.
Well, they wanted to, it was kind of a strange thing, they wanted us to like be able to surprise everybody to bring them on. And Hamish and I had this idea where we will sing a song about how our concert was better than U2's concert. Oh, yeah. And then the lyrics would be along the lines of, you know, they're charging $500, ours is free, and we're like basically bagging them out. And then, so we're explaining this to Bono and The Edge, and they start getting nervous. And it was really peculiar because he said, well, what if, like, we come out, and the idea was he would come out singing We Are Better Than U2 in the chorus. And he said, what if we come out and everyone boos? And I went, you're fucking you. That is not going to happen. And we saw, they put a video up and we saw their video backstage. And as Hamish and I are singing this song and ratting out them, and Hamish made a joke about how Hamish's mum's glasses are better than Bono's, and the whole crowd laughed. Bono's just looking at him going, what are we doing? Just before they walked out, so they were still nervous all the way up until walking out. It's quite strange.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Will Anderson, everyone on 3 points. Go for Will. Beth Stelling on 3 points. Andy Lee on 3 points.
Ooh, it's close.
But in the lead, it's on 7 points. It's Duroc J. Singer.
Oh,
there
we are.
Coming over here, taking our points.
Unfortunately, I have to take the Barry back off you now.
Okay, this is our final round. It's called Who, 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 Who. Now, in this round, I'll read out 10 facts about you guys. Mm-hmm. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. Say who you think it is. You can't buzz in for your own facts, Beth. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Okay, so here we go. The first one. Who tried to get their mother high at her own retirement celebrations?
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Will.
No, it's Beth Stelling.
Oh!
I'm so sorry, Will.
Oh, no. Still on my future plans, Andy. She'd be up for it, by the way.
I had to smoke alone.
Yeah. Will didn't try. It just actually happened with his
buddy. Yeah. I'll tell you this. My niece, Alice, she was, I think, 4 at the time. And every time I would go to see them, you know, I might have had like a joint or something beforehand, and I'm giving her a hug, and she goes, Uncle Will, why does your jacket always smell funny?
But your mum didn't partake though, Beth, did she?
No, I had to smoke alone. It was very upsetting. She even told me she wouldn't mind taking a little toot on the weed horn, so I brought some.
Toot on the weed horn. Question... Two, who once, while poor at uni, just melted cheese on a chopping board to trick themselves into thinking it was a pizza?
Beth!
Yes, Beth.
Dill.
No, it was Will.
You know what, Beth? I was like, I think that's me. Yeah. See, I don't remember it, but okay.
Just to get in the creepy stalker bit, Will didn't tell me this, but he said it on the radio while I was at uni, and I went, that is a fucking great idea.
It's and just kind of like the toppings without the expensive base.
So me and my mates were just picking up cheese on the chopping board.
We also used to get like a loaf of bread and hollow out the loaf of bread and then just kind of put pizza ingredients in the loaf of bread. And then, oh no, wait. I'm barely fucking started, motherfuckers. Yeah. Then we would batter it and deep fry it.
Oh.
Slice it up.
Can you go?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Your mum is going to love that at her retirement party. She is going to really love that.
Fuck, I'm going to have the best cheat day ever tonight. That's you laughing and learning. That's what's happening.
Question three. Who here has tap danced on stage at Rod Laver?
Will.
Yes, no. Will.
I'm going to say Andy Lee.
You are correct. It was Andy Lee. Yes, point there for Will.
If it's like tap dancing on stage at Rod Laver, meeting Bono, it's probably Andy.
No, it wasn't with Bono. Who was it with? Yeah, Hugh Jackman. Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Is his girlfriend? Was that his girlfriend?
No, I'm a ventriloquist act, I put my voice there.
I don't think that was my girlfriend. It's so embarrassing.
Hugh Jackman.
Question four. Who once had a mishap by sticking their genitals in a vacuum cleaner?
Beth.
Yes, Beth.
Will.
Don't you
no.
dare.
No.
Don't you dare. Oh, it come
was,
on.
It was Duruk Joy Singer. Yeah.
when Will does it, it's never a mishap. He nails it every time. He's a perfectionist.
The weird thing is I've only got one of those Roombas.
So I have to chase it around.
You have to, it's like a finesse. A little circular motion.
So much fun. It's like being a turtle.
That's why Gil loves you. Okay. Question five. I'm not even going to get you to explain that, dude. No, I just want that out there. Okay, question five. Who loved the film Demolition Man, starring Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes, so much? They saw it twice in the cinemas on the one day.
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Beth.
No, it was Will, so point off Andy there.
Demolition Man.
Oh, yeah. It's Sylvan- like my friend Vanessa Stoykov and I went to see it at the Tuggeranong Hyperdome. They had a sizzler. We went to Sizzler first. Ate all you can eat, and then we went and watched Demolition Man, and then we loved it so much that we were decided, fuck it, you know what? We're just going to go back in. We're going to watch it again.
Did you do? Did you stay in the cinema and
no.
try and get? Okay, so
no,
you actually
we went
out
back
and paid.
Out. Wow. I'm not sure we paid, but we definitely went back out.
Was it better the second time around? You pick up a more subtle piece of Sandra Bullock's character.
You know what? It's an underrated movie with a friend. Look, here's the thing. It was Monday morning and we were meant to be at uni, so yeah. anything... You know that thing where it's like, you know what I mean? Like the days of adventure you have when you're trying to avoid things at uni. We used to go to our local mall, literally because when the woman asked if I wanted peanut sauce on my food, she would say penis sauce every day. I didn't even like the food that much, but I just had to hear her say it every day. I'm like, should we go? Like, we go. And if someone got distracted when she said it, like, you'd be so devastated.
Question six. Who had a dentist audibly gasp when they opened their mouth?
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
Andy Lee.
No, it's Beth Stelling. Point off Dill there, yes.
Well, I think what happened mean? Was it was a strange dentist. I have a large mouth, and I opened it all the way, and she goes... I can see all the way down your throat.
Fellas?
And I was like, I think I should... I'm single! That was my impression of Dill.
Well, is what really sold it. That is me.
Next question. Who here was a junior shot put champion and held a regional record for over 5 years?
Andy.
Yes, oh. Andy. No, it was Will Anderson.
Will.
Yeah. Don't be impressed. It was just because I had a growth spurt that no one else could match.
You peaked.
Next question.
So true.
Who thought they had a modelling job, but when they got there, they realised they were just the warm-up for the models?
Will.
Yes, Will.
Don't.
Andy Lee. Okay,
you are correct, yes.
A warm-up for the models?
It was the weirdest thing.
This is such a relief. It was. I'm glad something bad has happened to you in your life.
Well, Mr. Collins wasn't bad enough.
I love that this is your version of an embarrassing story.
Yeah.
I thought I was doing a gig, but I just had to hang out with models and make them laugh.
Yeah.
Well, it was for Maya Fashion Week, and I thought that I'd been booked. I was like, oh, wow, this is incredible. I was pretty excited. I was like 20. And I got there, and everyone was considerably hotter and more svelte, and they had muscles where...
You're hideous.
And I was kind of going up to this suit rack, and the guy's like, no, you're through here. And I was in this room with another guy, and we had, like, for, say, the beachwear, like, for swimwear, etc., they had, like, oversized board shorts. I had oversized sunglasses. I had a singlet on and a big beach ball, and I had to run down, like, dancing with flippers on as well to, like, go, now we're doing beachwear. And then the actual models... would walk down, and then I came off and they were doing suits and they dressed me up as an English bobby with a dumb hat, and I had to twirl the thing to go, okay, now we're doing winter wear on the way down, and I didn't go back the next
Who books that?
yeah, your dad could do it.
It's true, he'd love to.
Next question. Who had a teacher threaten them with the police because they took a photo of her profile, as in took a photo of this
Will.
Profile. Yes, Will.
I'm going to say from the... Oh, no, the teacher's
profile. Teacher's
profile,
yes.
I thought that was a clue.
No, no. Who do you think?
Beth, anyway.
You are correct, yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she was like, she hated her nose, and I took a photo of her, not like as... It wasn't like tormenting her. Yep. I was a little bit of a shit, but it was like, I forget, Pioneer Day or something, and we were allowed to bring our mom's camera or whatever.
Right.
And I got pictures of our class. We're all dressed like pioneers, and I think I got a picture of her. And she, like, her husband was a police officer. She, like, freaked me out, like, about getting arrested. I was like, what the fuck? I was in fifth grade.
Oh my God.
And I had to do, yeah.
So you took a photo, and someone overreacted, and then the police almost got in.
Yeah. Ah! 6 p.m. at the Comedy Theatre. Tickets at comedyfestival.com.au.
And our last question for the game. Here we go. Who here has released a CD of educational songs about the times tables?
Still! It is Andy Lee.
You are correct, yes.
Possibly one of my favourite moments on the radio show. And you got... Because there's, like, it's... You guys sometimes might act out embarrassed, but I felt like that was a moment of genuinely getting caught out with your pants down.
Yeah, I hoped no one would ever find me. But I was in a band with my brother, and it wasn't going very well. And we needed money to record another album, so we all got together and went, well, what if we just recorded a Times Tables album and try and sell that, and then that can fund the next album.
Like one times one is...
It was about as good as that. Yeah.
That was actually the original idea for Prince's Sign of the Times. Yeah. A lot of people don't know that.
And sadly, it's... easily the most successful album we've ever had as our band.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Andy Lee on 0 points. Go for Andy. Beth Stelling on 1 point.
Oh.
It was so close at the end. Dirk J. Singer on 7 points.
Ooh.
And Will Anderson on 6 points. The winner's down.
Oh, that's the wrong way to say it. I'm single.
Thank you so much for playing Don't You Know Who I Am. Before we go, Will, you've got one more week of Comedy Festival
yes,
shows.
Yes, Comedy Theatre. You can come and see it tonight at 6 o'clock. I've got to get there, so you've got time to. Although from the reaction to my comment about the plot of the show, best thing before, it feels like a few of you have already seen it. So I appreciate you coming along. Thank you very much.
And are you doing it elsewhere in the country?
Then Sydney, Canberra and Perth still to go on the tour.
Make sure you go. Beth Stelling, where can people see you?
Every night, 8:15 at Max Watts, the headliner show of Americans.
And also except on Netflix, the stand-ups.
Oh, Netflix,
your half hour
stand-ups. Yeah,
very good.
Oh, that's so
excellent.
Good.
Thank you.
It's so good.
Thank you.
Great. Andy, what can people see or hear or buy stuff from you? from you?
True
the
stories.
Times table thing.
Yeah, the times, please, yeah. The times tables.
What is it you're doing that these people don't know about?
Oh, yeah. I would say our
podcast. Hamish, yeah. My podcast. Yeah,
I was going to say, deal, you take this. What's that?
True Story Season 2 coming out in July, I believe, on Channel 9.
Talking about
podcast.
My generation? That's coming up?
Yeah, but our podcast is the one you can listen to.
Durok, where can people see you?
The rest of the Comedy Festival, you can catch me otherwise. Sydney Comedy Festival, I'm there May 11th and 12th. Otherwise on Twitter, at DurokJ, and Instagram, at DurokJ. Tickets, comedy.com.au.
Give it up one more time for all our guests.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Josh.
Thank you very much for coming out. That was fun.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.